From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Caroline Malone with the Week in Review. Pro-Palestinian protests have continued across US campuses. Students are saying they don't want their colleges to support Israel business given action in Gaza. In New York, students have defied official requests for them to leave the Columbia University campus. Demonstrators have camped on college grounds for more than a week. Sally Patterson reports from Columbia in New York.
Outside Columbia University, protesters chant, "Bring them home." They're demanding the release of hostages still being held in Gaza. And they say what's happening on US campuses across the country is, in their opinion, anti-Semitic. This comes as more and more demonstrations set up at college campuses, demanding that their universities boycott Israel and divest from Israeli companies as the war in Gaza goes on. Sally Patterson, New York.
The first criminal trial against a US president, former leader Donald Trump, is ongoing in New York. He is accused of covering up hush money payments to an adult film star as part of charges of falsifying business records. Week two of the trial has centered on former tabloid publisher David Pecker, who says he did a catch-and-kill program to stop bad stories leaking out about Trump, and he advised his team to pay off adult film star Stormy Daniels. At the same time, the US Supreme Court's nine justices heard arguments on Thursday on the question of former President Trump's immunity. Whatever opinion they form could have an impact on whether his trial goes ahead on election interference.
Trump's lawyers, of course, have argued that he should be immune. That's why this case has come all the way up to the Supreme Court. They say in all the events leading up to January 6th, to the Capitol attack, all the conversations he had, he was acting in an official capacity as president in the White House at the time, and therefore that he shouldn't be tried.
Chinese President Xi Jinping says the US and China should be partners, not rivals. He was speaking at a meeting with Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
The two sides did find areas of cooperation, for example, in climate change and having more cultural exchanges, including more students from both countries, and on the issue of fentanyl and its precursors, with the US keen to stop the flow of fentanyl going into the country from China. But Antony Blinken raised some serious concerns about Chinese components funding Russia's war effort in Ukraine. He also said that Chinese overcapacity was not about limiting China's economy, but really making it a fair and even playing field. Chinese President Xi Jinping also made some comments. He said that he hopes that the US can look at China's development in a positive light. He said this was fundamental in seeing the relationship improve and move forward.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. A trial of the world's first ever personalized vaccine against the deadliest form of skin cancer is now underway in the United Kingdom. The mRNA vaccine works by telling the body to hunt down melanoma cells and stop the disease coming back. It's personalized, so its exact makeup is changed for every patient. Oncologist Dr. Jeffrey Weber led earlier clinical trials in the United States.
We're going to generate killer cells that are going to seek out and find the tumor and get rid of it. And if we get to the point where you can literally prevent almost everyone from relapsing, that's a gigantic win.
US President Joe Biden has said he would be happy to debate Donald Trump, his likely rival for the White House. This change of tack comes after months of him refusing to commit to an on-stage appearance with Trump. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
Joe Biden spoke to radio host Howard Stern on Friday, during which he was asked about the chances of a Biden-Trump debate.
I don't know if you're going to debate your opponent.
I am somewhere. I don't know when. Yeah. I'm happy to debate him.
Donald Trump has been spending several months pushing Biden to commit to a formal, televised, onstage debate, and there's been pressure from television networks all looking for an agreement from President Biden. Keeping with tradition, three presidential debates have been scheduled for September and October, but it's been unclear if they'll go ahead. In 2020, the two men only managed two debates. Trump pulled out of the third after testing positive for COVID-19. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
I'm Caroline Malone in Washington, and that was The Week in Review.